السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، حاميم، والكتاب المبين، إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين. قال تعالى في مقام آخر: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وقال تعالى: الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. وقال تعالى: إن الله عالم الغيب والشهادة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضانا إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. It is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to be Muslims. We should say Alhamdulillah. And along with being Muslims, Allah allowed us to witness another month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every moment that Allah allows us to do an action which pleases Him, that is the greatest blessing that He has given us. Because that blessing is going to help us in this world. It is going to help us when we die. It is going to help us as we die. It is going to help us in our grave. It is going to help us on the day of Mahshar when the accountability is being taken. And inshallah, inshallah, it is going to take us into Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So we should not take it lightly. When Allah gives us, or any Muslim, the ability to do good, khair. Let's talk about khair in the Quran. Allah says, Laylatul Qadri khairun. What does khair mean here? So we understand Quran through the explanation of the Prophet ﷺ, through the life of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ showed us through his life, especially in the month of Ramadan, that he is the one who is the distributor of khair. He's the distributor of khair. How does he distribute khair in the month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10 days? What does he do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most kind. He's the most compassionate. He's the most caring for the ummah more than you and I can imagine and fathom. What is he doing in the last 10 days of Ramadan, especially in the nights of the last 10 days? What is he doing? Is he going and organizing community events? Or is he going and doing some activism? Or is he going and doing suhoor fasts and iftar fasts? Because socializing is important. Is that what he's doing? What is he doing? Or is he cutting himself off from all social interaction as much as possible, to the point that Sahaba said he would only gukana yakhruju, he only would leave lihajatin insaniyatin, for only the human need, which is using the bathroom. What was he doing the rest of the time? He was engaging in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, that is the purpose of Ramadan. That is the meaning of khair. That khair has to manifest and understood in the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood it. Khair has to be understood in the way the Quran tells us about khair. Not in the way we understand it. Not in the way of worldly economics. The Prophet ﷺ said, when you smile at somebody, is sadaqah. When you say subhanallah, is sadaqah, which is khair. But can you fit that in the economic scale sheet of this world? You cannot. Why? Because it doesn't fit. It's in a different paradigm. It's a different scale. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created two realms. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. The alam of the unseen and the alam of the seen. What we see in our lives is alamu shahada. Things which we see and manifest through human efforts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send a Nabi who was an angel. Why? Because that will not be from alamu shahada. It will be alamul ghaib. We will not be able to relate to him. So he sent a human being who had human needs, who had human desires. And he could show us through human feelings what it means to be a Muslim. And how should a Muslim carry himself? So now, when we are seeking Laylatul Qadr in this last 10 nights of Ramadan, and hopefully we are, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to find Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. Say ameen. Because what is the pinnacle and what is the climax of the month of Ramadan? It is Laylatul Qadr. Allah is telling you to prepare for the entire month of Ramadan so that you can stand in front of Allah in Laylatul Qadr. That is the purpose. SubhanAllah. And what happens in Laylatul Qadr? Allah says, it is a night in which if you are able to plug yourself in with the most and only powerful being in the world, then Allah will open the doors of goodness for you and charge you and empower you with his ibadah in such a way that after Ramadan, your fuyud, the goodness that will come out of every action you'll do, will be limitless. So those who sought Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan, by engaging and fulfilling the purpose of the reason for which they were created. And what is that? What does Allah say? Why were you created? Why was I created? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِعَبُدُونَ. So Allah wants us to show in these 10 nights, in the night of Laylatul Qadr, that you are fulfilling your purpose as of being existent. That is the purpose. Our purpose is nothing else. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did that. He showed us through his actions, by engaging in constant ibadah. The only thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did in the last 10 days, especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, was ibadah. Reading the Quran as much as you can. Reading Nafil Salah, praying Nafil Salah, praying Qiyamul Layl, crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We care about the Ummah, and we do. But this is how we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He cares about the Ummah the most. Aisha radiallahu anha says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, O Prophet of Allah, what dua should I make in the night of Laylatul Qadr, if I find it? He says that you should make dua, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'afwanna ya kareem. O Allah, you are the most forgiving, the one who loves to forgive, and you are noble. Fa'afu anni, so please forgive me. Elevate me. Take me towards ascension. May Allah take us all, inshallah. Say ameen. And she said, O Prophet of Allah, please make dua for me. So the Prophet ﷺ made dua for her. She became super happy. She was elated and excited. And the Prophet ﷺ said, why, O Aisha, why are you so happy? He said, I'm happy because the Nabi of Allah made dua for me. He said, O Aisha, I make this dua for my ummah 5 times a day. Every day. This is our Prophet ﷺ, who we claim to follow, who we say we want to follow. We keep his name. We want to honor him. Allah give us tawfiq to honor him. Say ameen. So my brothers and sisters, the manifestation of our closeness to Allah has to happen through our actions. And Allah will give us tawfiq to do that when we try to go close to him. As I said in the ayah, Allah says, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Allah chooses people who he wills, and he guides those who turn to him. He guides those. Guidance is open, but you have to turn to him. I was listening to this nurse who just came from Gaza recently, and he said that, my brothers, these people are close to Allah. He said he's stitching them and they're making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it for a moment, how that feels. He said, I'm talking to this person. He says, I am so thankful to Allah for everything. And this person has lost his career. He's lost his parents. He's lost his siblings. And he's saying, I cannot be more thankful to Allah. This is how the fadl of Allah and his tawfiq manifests in human self, in flesh and blood, that you love Allah despite anything and everything. Why? Because you trust him. Because you know Allah has destined Jannah for you, inshallah. So if we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to change our actions. We have to follow the Prophet ﷺ in every which way. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to be from the people who love Allah, and we show that love through our actions by engaging in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially before Ramadan and the final moments of Ramadan are completely gone. Because why? I know people who were here last Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, but they're not here this year. I don't know if I'll be here next year. We don't know who will be here next year. We don't know if Allah will give us another opportunity to ask him and cry to him and beg to him. So it is our opportunity before these final moments pass away that we beg to him. We cry to him. We sit in a corner and engage in a conversation with him. And we tell him about what we have done in order to displease him and beg him that he forgives us. We beg him that he elevates us. We beg him that he has mercy on this ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have to do that through our actions, not through words, not through typing, not through activism. We have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam engaged in ibadah, and only ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would tighten his loin cloth, meaning that he would have nothing else to do but stand in salah. Nothing else to do but cry to Allah. Hours and hours and hours. Why? Who was he crying for? Was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not forgiven? Was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already not Imamul Anbiya? Khatamul Nabiyyin? Was he not? He was. He was crying for you and me. He was crying so that we can be successful. He was standing that his feet got swollen for you and me. We need to feel that pain. We need to feel that passion and love that the Prophet ﷺ has for us. And we need to love him back by following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the ways of the Prophet ﷺ. And using these final moments of Ramadan to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get that khair. And you know what happens when we do that khair? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates us and creates nur inside of us. And you know what is the effect of that nur? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. So when you have something sweet, you put something sweet, what happens? Ants, they gravitate towards it. Why? Because they love sweet things. You know what loves nur? The malaika. The angels, they're made from nur. They need nur. They live for nur. And when you do good actions, especially in the night of Laylatul Qadr, as an ummah, as a community, then this nur gets collected. When it gets collected, who comes to your community? Who will come to your masjid? Who will come to your home? The angels. They'll shake hands with you. And when will you see the manifestation of this alamul ghaib? You will see it in your actions. How? That you will love Allah despite everything. You will love the Rasul despite everything. You will change your actions. You will do those things which will please Allah and His Rasul. That is tawfiq and fadl. That is the barometer. The barometer of the iman of a Muslim is that he or she gets the ability to do those deeds which will take him or her closer to Allah and His Rasul. That is the barometer. So now we can check ourselves with the barometer. Where do I stand in this Ramadan? As this Ramadan is leaving my life and is about to finish, how much closeness to Allah and His Rasul have I gained? How many moments of this Ramadan have I used the way I was supposed to? And am I going to use these final moments in a way which will help me get closer to Allah? Forget about the past. Whatever happened, happened. We cannot keep lamenting about it. We have to see the present and the future. The present is in our hands. The future is in our hands. And what does the present demand? The present demands that we get close to Allah. The present demands that we ask Allah for forgiveness and say, oh Allah, whatever Ramadan I spent, the way I spent, please forgive me. Allah, whatever Taraweeh I was able to do, I was not able to do, please forgive me. I have these final moments of Ramadan, and inshallah, bi-idhnillah, I'm going to use them only to do your ibadah, only to cry in front of you, only to recite your Quran, only to pray salah in front of you, and get close to inshallah ta'ala, bi-idhnillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khair and fadl and barakah and tawfiq in these final moments of Ramadan, and elevate us and give us the power of nur in such a way that for the rest of the year we continue to be best Muslims on the face of this earth, inshallah ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Jazakallah khair.